Back in 2015, 21 young people filed suit against the U.S. federal government on the grounds that it is not protecting them from the growing dangers of climate disruption. But the suit is yet to come to trial, as the government has sought to throw it out on procedural grounds, resulting in 4 appeals seeking to keep the case alive. The latest effort, spearheaded by attorney Julia Olson for the youth, came before 3 judges of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals with oral arguments on June 4th. Jeff Clark of the Justice Department claimed the courts do not have the right to force the Trump administration or Congress to act on climate.
It is a case that was a dagger at the separation of powers. There are no logical stopping points on Ms. Olson's theory. You could take that and you could apply it to any Clean Air Act situation, because people breathe air pollution, they can die, they can have lung dysfunction, they can have other forms of health problems.
Attorney Julia Olson offered an example of why the government is responsible for depriving the youth of their due process rights to a livable climate.
Almost 25% of U.S. emissions come from federal public lands. And when the federal government controls the system, facilitates it, subsidizes it, promotes it as it does, that creates a claim for a substantive due process violation.
The 3-judge panel seems sympathetic to the cause, but as Judge Andrew Hurwitz explained, in this case, it's unclear the courts have jurisdiction.
You present compelling evidence that we have a real problem. You can make compelling evidence that we have inaction by the other 2 branches of government. It may even rise to the level of criminal neglect. The tough question for me, I suspect for my colleagues, is do we get to act because of that?
Both the youth and the Trump administration now await a ruling from Judge Hurwitz and the other 2 judges on the appeals court panel, Mary Murgia and Josephine Staten, on whether there will be a trial.